Are you a horror movie fan? People usually love them or hate them. Hello, I'm Dr. Brooke Hildebrand Clubs at Southeast Missouri State University, and I fall into the latter group. I remember going to a late night showing of Scream with my fellow counselors while working at a summer camp and having to look in every stall before I could brush my teeth alone in the bathroom afterward. Research suggests, though, that there are good reasons some folks love to be scared and others don't. Colton Scrivener at the University of Chicago wanted to find out why, when the COVID-19 pandemic came to national attention, the movie Contagion quickly became one of the most watched movies in the U.S. He is studying this idea called the ordeal simulation hypothesis that suggests if people simulate things before, they're a bit more prepared or better able to cope with the real thing. Dr. Ramnareen Budhu, a psychiatrist, stated being scared can be a release valve for pent-up tension during periods of high stress. So how do you know the line between a good scare and a bad one? He explains people with previous trauma, anxiety, or impulse control disorders may not benefit. And many studies have shown that consistent direct exposure to graphic material, especially among young people, decreases empathy and increases aggression. Find out more about this and other scary health issues at krcu.org.